Ansel and Shelley Safford, would you please come up?
This is a season, son and daughter, where I'm breaking the spirits of resistance that would hold you back from entering into your destiny. For I have called you, says the Lord, to do a good work, a work with a gift of mercy and a gift of compassion, with a word of encouragement. And the enemy has come and tried to discourage you and tried to cause you to feel useless and hopeless and try to devalue you because he knows that you have a heart for broken and desperate people, that you know the power and the redeeming love of Jesus Christ and how he brought you through from a place of desperateness to a place of peace, and that you have a word of authority to encourage them, even those who have been bound and depressed and broken. So know this, says the Lord, I'm going to thwart the plan of the enemy. I'm going to break down the spirit of resistance. I'm bringing you into a new place of confidence and a new place of faith, says the Lord. I'm bringing you into a place of provision spiritually that you might walk in a new authority in confidence, knowing that I am for you and not against you. And I'm also going to move upon your finances and bring strength to you and bring resources to you. Because you see, my resources are unlimited, says the Lord. The resources of the enemy to hinder you are limited, but I have unlimited resources. And my word has said, I have come to give you life more abundantly, both in the natural and in the spiritual. Know that you are a king and a priest, and I have a place for you to rule as a king does in the natural, and a place for you to take authority in the spiritual as a priest. And you have not yet entered into that, but this is the season, says the Lord. As if you will pray and seek my face and walk in the reality that is preached to you, you will move into a new realm of authority, and peace shall come and fear shall subside and resistance will leave, says the Lord.
Hallelujah. There's something about your hands being raised to the Lord that he just loves. And the Lord would say, I've honored these hands. I have honored these hands with much talent and gifting and anointing, says the Lord. I kind of flow different, prophetically. There's this old fable. It's a King Midas. Said everything he touches turned to gold. And the Lord would say, I'm going to use your touch. And you will touch many, says the Lord. You will touch hearts. And they will recover. They will. The Lord would say, those that others have thrown into the trash heap, that I have gifted you and anointed you, that you can touch. And healing will come. Deliverance will come. Recovery will happen. There'll be many who have thrown those away, and after an encounter, there is this dynamic duel that the Lord has. This is a powerful unit, and the Lord would say, only know that you are better together. You are better together.
Yes.
You are better together. There are things, there are issues, there are some things you say, man, boy, that just drives me bananas. And you say, ooh, he can get, but the Lord would say, you are better together. This is a sovereign thing that God has done. And the Lord would say, it is my plan to use you mightily. Together. One has the tendency to run off in front of the other. And then the other's a little slow and just kind of lags behind. But the Lord would say, remember what I have joined together. This is the word of the Lord for you.
To know me and to understand me. Both of your lives have had tragic circumstances.
situations that broke you and wounded you. But the hand of God began to mend and began to pour His grace and His anointing into your lives. I see that in your journey in life, you know what it is to have plenty, and you know what it is to have life. You've understood and you've seen so many different seasons and changing. Even as the Lord brought you into the house, the Lord, you before you came, you were in this place like a desert, and relationships were shut off from you, and communications were shut off from you, and it was like you were abandoned and had just left out there. But the Lord says, I had a plan for you. And I brought you into the house of the Lord, and I'm going to cause you to flourish. I'm going to cause you to understand what the abundance of my grace is and the abundance of my mercy. So I'd have you both rejoice and understand that these are days of new beginnings.
Yes. Good.
I know, brother, you've got a cane, so it's obvious that there's some physical problem. But
I think there's some problems beyond what can be seen by the natural eye. And in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we lay hands on you right now and we command your body, your bloodstream, we command your muscles, your joints. In the name of Jesus, we speak healing to your body, restoration and healing. It's getting much better since you've been in the house of the Lord, but there's been a spirit of oppression that has tried to wound you and discourage you. It's like the enemy's played tricks on you. It's like you put something down and you go to get it and it's not gone. It's not there. And there's been all kinds of little strange things that seem to happen just to bring confusion, but it's broken. Restoration. Clear thinking. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Shakala Bahanda. All confusion and fear is being gone right now in the name of Jesus. And your heart has been aching, sister. I don't know if it's a natural child. I don't know if it's what close of a relative it is, but there's been such a breach of relationship. There's been such a wounding. I see at the night season you cry and you call out on the name of the Lord and ask God to intervene. In 3.5 months, you're going to begin to see that whole circumstance turn around. Lord says, do not be anxious. Do not put your own hand in it. Don't try to do anything. You just continue to pray, and you watch how God's going to turn it all around for good. Hallelujah. And the peace of the Lord and the strength of the Lord is yours. I feel as the prophets are standing around you, we build a hedge of God's grace around you. Hedge around your home and around that which is yours. Hallelujah. There's inheritances and there are finances that have been withheld and been like they've been robbed and kept, but we release them right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor.
And for the word of the Lord that's come forth to them. And we say yay and amen.
Yes.
As their covering, Lord God, as their brothers and sisters in Christ, we agree with the word of the Lord. And we say, let it be in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.